Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we've got the latest on Ukraine and Israel. Number two, how McConnell wins. And number three, House conservatives galvanize against Tony Gonzalez in Texas. All right, let's get into it. We are leading Punchbowl News AM with the latest on what's happening on foreign aid. The Senate is now on track to pass the House's $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan as soon as this afternoon, sending the long-stalled measure to President Joe Biden's desks. Here's the latest. Senators have two roll call votes at around 1 p.m. The first is on a GOP procedural motion, while the second would overcome a bipartisan filibuster and set up final passage by Wednesday night at the latest. Of course, the Senate being the Senate, it's unclear when exactly the bill will pass, but with each senator limited to just 1 hour of remarks after today's procedural votes, it's likely that those who oppose the measure won't be able to drag this out much later than tonight. As we wrote on Monday, there are ongoing talks between Senate leaders about possible amendment votes and procedural motions. These discussions could prompt a unanimous consent agreement to vote on the final passage this afternoon. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont who opposes offensive aid to Israel, is among those demanding, quote, a chance to debate and vote on the key components of the package. However, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer doesn't have much of an incentive here to engage with these demands, given the fact that opponents are limited just to an hour each on the floor. All right, let's move on to the number two item of the morning, the McConnell legacy. Our very own Andrew Desiderio does a double click into how we wrote in the Monday AM edition about how President Joe Biden can be considered the biggest winner of the 118th Congress so far. But it isn't just Biden scoring a win on the foreign aid bill. The same can be said for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, whose persistence on Ukraine is about to finally pay off when the Senate clears the House bill. For more than 2 years now, McConnell has been the loudest and most consistent proponent of Ukraine aid in Congress, frequently calling out his own party's drift away from its traditional hawkishness toward isolationism. Of course, it took much longer than McConnell would have liked to enact this package. McConnell took repeated arrows from his right flank along the way, and he suffered multiple setbacks, including being overruled by his conference at the first government funding deadline in September. And a bipartisan border security proposal that McConnell championed as key to unlocking Ukraine funding also collapsed amid opposition from former President Donald Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson. McConnell, however, worked with Senate Democrats and the White House to pass a $95 billion Ukraine-Israel-Taiwan package. McConnell also announced he wouldn't be running for GOP leader again, setting off a succession fight following 2 months of delay. Johnson, under intense pressure from McConnell, the White House, and many of his own House GOP colleagues, reversed course and embraced more than $60 billion in Ukraine funding. The House cleared the measure with a big bipartisan vote on Saturday. But even then, a majority of House Republicans opposed the Ukraine aid, which was at the center of the package. And while that has become a major moment for McConnell, it's still unclear whether a majority of the Senate GOP conference will vote for the House's measure. In February, the Senate's version got 22 GOP votes, just under half of the 49-member conference. This time around, Senate GOP leadership aides think several additional votes could be in play. If the Republican yes votes, total 25 or more expect to hear more chest-thumping from GOP leaders. And while the style points may not have been there for this victory, a win's a win. The 82-year-old McConnell is an old-school Reagan Republican whose pro-NATO and anti-Russia views have been a hallmark of his decades-long Senate career. McConnell has made it his mission to see that the more populist Trump-aligned view doesn't win out in his party. We saw that divide on stark display over the weekend when Senator Lindsey Graham went after Senator J.D. Vance for his opposition to Ukraine aid, and it will continue to be a major flashpoint for Republicans this fall as Trump pushes his America First agenda. to Vance, the success of this particular package belies the growing number of Republicans bucking McConnell's view. Vance himself replaced Senator Rob Portman, a staunch Ukraine supporter and McConnell ally. Vance told us Monday, "There's no doubt we're winning the argument. Our voters want us to put America first, and we're seeing a growing number of Republican senators who think Ukraine has nothing to do with that." Yet McConnell won this round by playing the long game. He embraced his party's demand for border security in exchange for foreign aid, waiting patiently as Senate and White House negotiators forged a compromise. McConnell made the case to GOP senators that this was the time, not with Trump in office, to pass meaningful border restrictions. Democrats were prepared to accept many of the GOP's border demands because they so badly wanted to pass more Ukraine aid. McConnell saw an opportunity, but few listened to him. The end result was that Republicans got little on border security, and Biden got exactly what he asked for on foreign aid. All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. House GOP conservatives galvanize against Tony Gonzalez in Texas. Gonzalez is making more enemies ahead of his primary runoff next month against conservative social media influencer Brandon Herrera. House GOP conservatives tell us they're feeling a renewed sense of motivation to go after Gonzalez after he called out Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, and House Freedom Caucus Chair Bob Good, the Republican from Virginia, on CNN this weekend. If you remember, Gonzalez referred to the two men as quote-unquote scumbags and bashed Good in particular for supporting Herrera, who he called a neo-Nazi. Representative Ralph Norman is now planning to endorse Herrera and donate to his campaign, while Representative Eric Burleson said he's considering doing the same as well. This comes just a day after Representative Eli Crane publicly said he'd back Herrera for Texas's 23rd district following Gonzalez's criticism of his colleague. Crane tweeted that Gonzalez is a complete and total rhino. Gaetz and Good have already endorsed Herrera. Gaetz, who has a close relationship with Herrera, held a rally for him in March, and Herrera told us that he was honored to receive Crane's endorsement and that Gonzalez's aggressive rhetoric against conservatives will only help fuel his campaign. Gonzalez's campaign, for their part, declined to comment. Of course, Gonzalez has been at odds with the party's right flank for a while, splitting with conservatives on several high-profile issues. Gonzalez backed a bipartisan gun control bill and supported federal protections for same-sex marriages. Some of those instances prompted Gonzalez to be censured by the Texas Republican Party. Gonzalez also was a major opponent of HFC policy chair Chip Roy's hardline immigration proposals, which he called unchristian. And Gonzalez helped block House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan's bid for speaker last year. Jordan was conservatives' top choice to succeed former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Herrera said he's planning another event with Gaetz ahead of the May 28th runoff election. This one's going to be one to watch. Gonzalez received just over 45% of the vote in the March primary, but he needed to clear 50% to avoid a runoff. Herrera picked up about 24% of the vote in that March primary, which featured three other challengers to Gonzalez. Herrera pointed to the support received by Gonzalez's other challengers as giving him a chance to win the runoff. This is going to be one we will be watching very closely. Some great reporting here by Mika Solner. With that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Just a reminder, you can join us on Tuesday, April 30th at 8:30 a.m. for a conversation with Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota, as part of our series, The AI Impact. I'm going to be sitting down with him to talk about news of the day and the role AI plays across different industries. We have our third segment out this morning on the AI impact, focused on small business. Mika does a deep dive here on what's happening in Congress, the legislative strategy, as well as an interview with Small Business Administration Administrator Isabel Guzman about her agency's efforts to help small business utilize AI appropriately. You can check that out at punchbowl.news. If you like the Daily Punch, please share it on social media. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. You can also go deeper on everything I talked about this morning and more by signing up for our free morning newsletter. All it takes is an email at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.